This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Potential home buyers have a lot of criteria when looking for a house. Size, location, renovated interiors, they're often important. But for buyers with children, one criteria often outweighs the others: which schools their kids will attend. KUT's Clara McInerney reports that to better market its schools, Austin ISD is trying to reach parents during the home buying process.
And to do that, you obviously have to go through realtors.
We hope what you learned today will help you become experts in our schools. We know the
which is why early Monday morning, 24 realtors sat on the bleachers at the Berger Athletic Center in Sunset Valley. Instead of a sporting event, they were focused on coffee and pastries.
Yeah, good.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, good to see you.
So I'm just going to
start. Amity Courtois is one of them. She's been a realtor in Austin for 7 years. She grew up in Austin, graduated from Anderson High School, and used to be the chair of the Austin Board of Realtors Public Education Committee. But she signed up for this six-hour tour of schools because she wants to know more. Because for so many of her clients, it's not just about buying a house in a specific neighborhood anymore. More often, parents are shopping for schools, so she wants to know about all of them.
It's funny because I mean, that was never a thing when I was growing up, to shop for a school, right? It's like you just go to the school that's in your neighborhood. Now, people are either shopping via their houses or even when they get to the houses, because Austin has an open transfer policy.
In AISD, you don't have to send your child to your neighborhood school. You can apply for a transfer if another school you want has space. So she wants to help her clients make informed decisions before they commit to or write off a school. A school bus pulls out of the Berger Center with the realtors on board. They're heading to Palm Elementary in Southeast Austin. All three schools they'll visit today are in South Austin, an area of town where there's a lot of growth. But the student population at two of the schools are projected to go down over the next 10 years, including Palm. Amity has never been there. As we ride, she tells me she's following her own advice today. She always tells her clients to visit the neighborhood school, regardless of what they've heard, because test scores and appearance aren't everything.
Yeah, because some schools even, you think, oh, that's kind of an old, icky building or something. And then you go in, and you're like, oh, it actually feels really cozy and comfortable and homey and...
She says programs or a special education department can make a difference to a family. The bus pulls into the Circle Drive at Palm, and the realtors are greeted by students and the principal.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for coming.
They all file into the cafeteria and sit down in metal folding chairs. The students are going to perform a scene from their spring musical, Aladdin.
We had to change the ancient law.
The students playing Jasmine and Aladdin perform the scene before their big solo, A Whole New World.
I can show you the world.
A chorus of students stand behind them in colorful, intricate costumes. And to the delight of the realtors, a student dressed as a magic carpet comes onto the stage and sits at the feet of Jasmine and Aladdin. They get huge applause. And then Amity and six other realtors follow parent Symetria Wilson on a tour of the butterfly garden outside.
We also have a fish pond, like a koi pond.
They also see a pre-K class and a group of fifth graders making art projects based on a novel they're reading. As we leave the school, I ask another realtor, Teresa Bastian, what she thought. She tells me she's a former teacher, so she knows what to look for, and she was impressed.
When families think, oh, what are the best schools in Austin, Palm doesn't usually come to mind. So therefore, you might be ruling out an entire neighborhood that could really be a match for affordability, and the quality at the school is amazing.
Time for the next school.
Next stop is Bailey Middle School.
As they ride to Bailey, district officials talk to the realtors about major changes the district is considering, consolidating schools. Right now, AISD is having an enrollment crisis. The district has lost thousands of students over the last decade. It's been a combination of things: families leaving to live in more affordable areas, or choosing to send their kids to charter schools. So AISD has to be competitive about enrollment. That's why its staff is putting so much effort into this tour. During the stop at Bailey, Amity and the other realtors learn about the school's robotics program. It just won an award at a state competition.
Like with their robotics program, I didn't know anything about that. And a lot of people try to transfer into Small, which is another South Austin middle school, because they have a great tech program. But I don't think people even know about Bailey's tech program. So
the last stop of the day is Aikens High School. Amity is excited about this one. She worked with the staff here to create a new realtor track in the school's academy system. As the realtors find their seats in the school auditorium, the jazz band from the Aikens Fine Arts Academy plays. Then teacher Misty Lindsay explains this academy system to the realtors. She tells them that Aikens is the best kept secret in town.
And the reason that I say that is that I was here when we started, and I was here years ago. And unfortunately, even though we have all these amazing kids and programs, the reputation from 17 years ago kind of hangs in the air with longtime Austin residents. So as
Amity knows what Lindsay is talking about.
So
before Aikens revamped its academics 10 years ago, she knew the school as one that didn't really prepare students for college or offer any special programs. But as we stand in the atrium at Aikens, Amity tells me these days she recommends the high school to her clients. But she says a lot of buyers push back.
People would usually prefer to go to Bowie. Yeah, they would. Yeah, that's usually people want the Bowie vertical team when they're looking for houses.
I asked her if she gets frustrated always hearing people say Bowie is a better school than Aikens, having seen both firsthand.
Yeah, I do get frustrated hearing that because every school has something special about it and everyone's unique. So it totally depends on your kid and what they need and want and what you as a family value. And I mean, some families value diversity and some prefer Bowie. Test scores or whatever.
And that's why she went on this tour. Amity wants to give her clients as much information as she can about every school option beyond what just comes up in a Google search. And this process of picking a school is something she's going through herself. After years of going to a private school, she's planning to send her 12-year-old son to an Austin ISD high school. They've gone on a few tours, and right now, his number one priority is a school where he'll feel welcome. Claire McInerney, KUT News.